Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5GMsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loneliness, loss, the paranormal, growing older, confrontation, parental pressures, reconciliation, teenage shenanigans, allusions to being people of color in the 80s, and hope. Listener discretion is advised.
Everybody, welcome to 5GMs in a Trench Coat from inside the tent. I'm Adam. I'm going to be leading us through little fun bits today. Where we last left off, I think we had visited Chicago, Illinois. We had gone to like the club and goth scene. Our kids met David Bowie. He saved them from vampires. Things got interesting. It's been a couple of days past that now. We're in Tennessee. What's going on with you guys? We're in the van. We're driving down the road. Some beautiful trees. It's just a beautiful state. What are we looking at?
Who was last driving?
Me?
Yeah, I think it was you.
Yeah.
Are you still driving?
If no one offered a swap.
Well, because Zeke needed to recover from a heartbreak from a goth baddie.
Yeah,
that's rough. He's probably still
cut up about it.
He's longingly looking out the window.
Oh no, with like sad music behind him.
Just... I could have fixed her.
Couldn't have, man.
You're mumbling that under your breath.
She was a genuine, actual monster. I don't think it was like a thing that you could have dealt with.
Yeah, I wasn't out there, but it. I don't think it could have happened. They wanted to kill us.
Yeah, but you know, maybe I was different, you know?
Well, do you...
Well, you weren't.
Yeah.
You weren't.
Because
I saved you. You remember she had her jaw like unhinged like a snake, like she looked fucking crazy?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
That wasn't hot, dude.
Well.
No, you don't believe that. You don't believe that was not hot.
I mean, kind of, you know?
All right. You're on timeout.
Oh.
Turn the music all the way up.
Yeah. What are we listening to?
He just has the same Madonna on repeat. Like, it's the same CD.
Anyways, where do you want to go next? Are you just sort of driving?
I'm the road is straight.
As you say that, I think it's almost like if your eyes had played tricks on you, because it looked like the road is straight. And maybe you just kind of came over the horizon and you didn't realize that you were on like a slight slant. I'm not sure, but the road's not straight and you're almost at the end of what is just trees now.
Huh? Where's the map? Where
what?
Are we going?
I don't know. You were just, that's what I was asking, because you said you were
I
just
thought
driving.
You were just like kind of like. Slow a little, because the road's gonna end. So, bust a bitch? Like start looking in my rear views?
I'll, like, dig into my backpack and pull out the map to kind of see, like, the trajectory in which we're going.
Yeah, by all accounts, the highway should keep going this way.
What the fuck?
I mean, unless you got turned around, because there's a chance you're looking at the map wrong, but from what you're...
No, yeah, I think I, like, put my glasses on top of my head, and I look at it, and I squint, and I'm like... This isn't helping. I put him back on. I'm like, no, we. I look in front. I look at the map. I look in front. The road shouldn't be ending. Unless I'm looking at the map wrong. But I don't think I am. Thoughts?
I'll look at it. I'm also trying to look to see if there's like any way we could have like gone off the road or something, like mm-hmm. taken a detour.
So yeah, so Zeke, as you look at it, you kind of scan it up and down. And so one, similarly, if you're looking at it the right way, like what you like feel like you are, this should still be like highway. Like this should still be going straight.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is potentially you do see there's one small thing is that you kind of see. If you guys took like a little off route on Tennessee 143, it's one of the ways, and I think you even had marked it before you left, because it's a great like hiking destination, it's a great camping destination. But if you had taken a certain route on the Tennessee 143, you would find yourself on the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, it looks like we're near a good hiking spot, though. I mean, I think.
Oh. Do we have any plans for this state? Glasses? I don't know what happened there. Amanda?
Yeah. I mean, hikes are fun. I mean, my only thought was, like, Nashville maybe stopping at some point. But, I mean, we can stop at places on the way. You know, we've been in the car for too long, I think. I think getting out would be nice.
Yeah, I think we just kind of took the off route, you know.
All right, yeah, let's get out of the car. It'll be good to stretch our legs. I get out of the car.
Yeah,
we'll get out.
No, cool, yeah. So you guys kind of hop out of the car. What are you doing? You're surrounded by, like, the back road now, which is, like, still looks, again, like, it's a little odd because it appears to be highway. Like you would just say,
mm-hmm.
keep going, but there's trees, just forestry. I will say, it's summer, but when you get out, there's like a chill. It just feels like fall-esque or autumn-esque. Like it's like, oh, it's a little colder out here than we expected. Mm-hmm. And maybe you know, it could be the elevation.
Hmm. Is there any like signs for a trail or anything?
Yeah.
You roll for me.
Yeah, I guess I'll just do a brains
thing. Yeah, that sounds good.
Six.
Okay. You are looking around, and you kind of like peek around this tree that like you're pretty sure is just a tree, but when you like peek behind it, there's a sign kind of like sticking off it, but it's a little like off to the side, and it says trail this way, but it's kind of bent so you can't really tell which way.
Oh, I mean, there's a sign here.
Okay. Does it say which way the trail is?
I'm gonna go off to the side and like make it horizontal. I mean, like, I think it's this way.
Yeah, it's just like pointing like north.
Okay, well, I guess we go that way.
Okay. Well, let me just pack my bag, park the car off the road.
Mm-hmm. Grab my backpack.
Come get your bag. You're right there. I got it.
I'm already. I got it. The car. I got it. All right.
I got Zeke's bag too.
Yeah, you're just.
Oh, thanks.
All right. I throw yours onto you, and I throw Amanda's onto you, too.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's my backpack, and I'll just take it from Zeke. All right, here we go. We start heading the way in which the arrow is pointing.
Yeah.
Are there signs of a trail, or is it trees?
I mean, you guys hike for a little bit. It takes a little bit, but eventually it, like, breaks into what looks like some form of trail.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, I'm gonna get my bird book out.
I forgot you had a bird book.
Bird book, bird calls. Can y'all hear anything?
Oh.
What's that?
A warbler.
Is there a type of warblers or just warbler?
There's a few different species. Let me see if there's one that resides specifically in Nashville.
Who?
That sounds like a man.
Was that an owl or?
Maybe a mockingbird or a
mockingbird.
No, there is a mockingbird that's, northern mockingbird in Tennessee. Yeah, that's a thing.
What's it look like?
It's like this little like gray bird. It's interesting that it's doing this.
Yeah, it's interesting that it's, can it mimic us?
It's called a mockingbird, so I'd assume it can.
Does it, okay, so does the voice, like, coming back sound like it's us from elsewhere, or is it, like, a different voice?
It sounds like it's you guys elsewhere.
I think that's pretty sweet. It's a little creepy.
It's a little, you know, being in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Sweet.
Oh. I guess we'll just keep walking.
Yeah.
Let us know if you see any more cool birds.
Yeah, be on the lookout. Tell, be on the lookout for them. He like runs ahead.
Yeah, you guys walk in again. Maybe it's elevation. It's chilly up here. The sun is kind of not quite at its peak yet, but it's kind of breaking through like the leaves and branches of the trail at the moment. So there's a good amount of illumination, but it's still kind of overcast or overhang that's from large trees.
Mm-hmm.
You guys walk for a bit. What do you typically do on trails? Like what do you know, did you bring snacks? What do you guys talk about? Go ahead and kind of just take this moment.
Well, Javi always runs ahead to see what he can find every time without fail. Around a quarter from the beginning, I always pull out some kind of snack. I think I keep like trail mix in my backpack because I'm a snacker.
Yeah.
While Javi's like,
you have trail mix?
My God. And I just put some in your...
Pops in his mouth, runs away.
Don't eat and run.
Yeah, I got like full body control.
You're running ahead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think you run ahead for a moment and you are a little further ahead and it's a bend. And in front of you, like off in the trees, you see some kind of like backlit silhouette just like standing next to the tree. What do you do? It's humanoid, but it seems quite large.
I think first instinct is like stop and squint and then like sort of backwards jog back to where everyone else is like, I think there's a guy up there.
Yeah, so as you're backwards jogging, you like hit the point where you're like, okay, like my friend should be there and they're not. Like you just kind of keep backwards jogging.
Yeah, okay. So he's like, I think there's a guy. Meta?
Do we see or hear Javi?
He ran up ahead, so.
No, yeah, yeah. I just have to assume that we just lost eyesight on him. There's a lot of trees.
Yeah, it's a bend.
Yeah, and stuff like that. So I guess I just have to assume that he's still running.
Oh. Zeke? Zeke? Not now. Hold on. He like spins around and tries to get his bearings, like go back the way he came.
Yeah, the silhouette's gone.
Oh, okay. Guy probably went ahead on the trail. I'm trying to go back on the trail, find my friends, because I probably just went up further than I thought.
Right. So you're just going back that
way? Yeah, I'll just start going back the way I think I came.
Zeke, okay. You want any trail mix?
Yeah, I'll get some trail mix.
Yeah, a handful.
I like the pretzels.
Do you save them for last?
Yeah, all the time.
That's beautiful.
I like to put them in my mouth and break them in my mouth.
Oh, is
my
this
tongue?
Is this true?
Yeah.
Oh, is that why you look so focused every time you eat trail mix?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Is why that happens every time we go on a hike. Okay. Well, now I know that about you. I don't think I've heard Javi in a second.
Yeah, maybe he saw a cool bird.
Maybe
he saw a big bird.
Don't say that. Not because now it sounds like you're mocking us.
No. I'm sure there are plenty of big birds out there, like a hawk or an eagle.
I like look off into the trees, ignoring Zeke, very obviously mocking me about a big bird.
You're looking like off or like up?
I'm like looking like off and a little up, like okay. Like you know, like that sort of like, I'm gonna look away.
Yeah, I think as you look up, you do kind of see like if something's swinging.
Pardon?
Like a shadow.
Does it have a shape or is it just?
It's like a shadow, like you can't really make it out. It's like far and there's like a lot of trees in between it.
Hey Zeke.
Yeah.
My point. Do you see that?
You don't.
I don't. No, what are you looking at?
It's still there?
Kind of.
Is there a bird or something?
I don't know if a bird moves like the way I'm seeing it. It's like something's swinging back and forth. but it's a shadow of it. Huh. You're sure you don't see it?
No, I don't see none of them.
Oh, weird. Maybe it's the light or something. I don't know. Anyways, let's
maybe
just...
a monkey swinging around. Did they have monkeys out here?
Hold on. Wait. Did you just say that they have monkeys out here?
I was asking if they had monkeys out here.
I don't think they have. Why would your brain go there first?
Well, that's the only thing I can think of that swings. What else swings?
I don't know, but I wouldn't think of a monkey.
I mean, it was the only thing I thought they could swing. You know, I'm sure there's a zoo around here. Monkeys escape all the time. They're pretty smart.
I mean, I guess that's... I suppose there's a non-zero chance about that. But I don't know. I don't think it was swinging like an animal.
Almost like metronome-like.
Let's just keep going and catch up with Javi.
Yeah.
I think he's gone.
Yeah, so back to you.
Hi.
You're still running back?
I think he's like kind of slowed now to like a, not even a walk, like just like a few steps sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, like looking around like, yeah. Did I, like Amanda has the map. Well, if I'm on the trail and I'm ahead of them, surely they're coming this way. He's just kind of stumped, like sitting there, mm-hmm. hands on hips, one like scratching the back of his head, like, huh. And then he's like just kind of looking around. Might have fucked up. I don't know.
Back to Amanda and Zeke here. You guys have walked ahead a good amount now, and you mm-hmm. haven't seemed to catch up with Javi just yet. And that's you weird. Still don't hear him.
I think after that point, I'm like, Javi! All right, man, you can, like, stop, and we'll just get there when we get there. Do I get any response?
Mm-mm. Maybe you should pick up the pace a bit.
Yeah. Start like fast walking instead of just like regular walking.
Yeah, you guys are fast walking. You're like off, like you guys are pretty far ahead, and Amanda, you hear like a lot of footsteps, and not like they're coming after you, just like they're in the background. And you start to hear like chatter, almost like it's like a lot of people talking all at once, and or maybe even shouting. And you hear the swinging noise.
I look around me.
Yeah, you don't see anything. Zeke, Amanda's looking around a little like.
Yeah, like frantically.
Oh, the mosquito or something?
No. I don't know. I don't like this.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's just try to catch up with Javi. Yeah, let's try to move a little faster.
Yeah. You guys clear out the bend and you hit another, like, a straight point. Mm-hmm. You still don't see Javi through the bend or the straight point. Like, and it's pretty clear straight.
Do you think maybe he got distracted by a bird and went off into the forest?
I mean, that's possible. Maybe we should just head back to the car and wait for him?
Back to Javi. You've waited here for a second now, kind of like, they'll catch up to me, and they have not caught up to you.
Well, I didn't know they were such, like, slow walkers. I don't think he knows what to do. Uh-oh. And, like, rummages through his bag and finds, like, a granola bar and just, like, eats it. And then just, like, starts just walking back towards where he thinks his friends might be. Okay. Just maybe.
Oh, just give me, like, a luck roll.
11.
Okay. You walk for what feels to you like an hour.
Mm.
And you aren't getting back onto, like, I think at 30 minutes, you're like, okay, like, I'm not even on the trail that I remember being on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only part of the trail that I remember was, like, that curve. And like now I'm like, okay. And like that panic starts, like your palms are getting really sweaty, your heart's starting to race, your feet are starting to feel like weighted, because you're starting to get like that, like really nervous, like when adrenaline kicks in. But like right as it like teeter, like peters off, you start to like feel that like heaviness. And you're like starting to breathe heavy. You're like, I should be. And you know that franticism that sets in when you're like, oh, I'm lost completely.
Like, I fucked up.
And about 45 minutes, that sets in. I'm like, oh, I'm completely fucking lost.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no. And with that luck roll, you're kind of like, fuck. You're like, I think you, like, stop under, like an overhang, mm-hmm. like, maybe, like, rock, like, formation. And you, like, put your hand somewhere. Mm-hmm. And as you do, you slip a little. And you're like, a thump. Like, you hit metal.
Huh? Huh? And like looking around, yeah, for where that came from.
You start feeling around and you feel that there's like, it's like rock, cold, rock, cold. And like parts of this rock, and it looks so much like rock, feel like maybe it's metal.
Let's like start knocking on.
Yeah. So in different parts, and you start to kind of make out the shape of it, and it's rectangular.
Like a door?
Kind of like a door, yeah.
Things have been weirder. I'm just kind of like feeling around the edges of the shape, like,
yeah,
can there, I get a lip on it?
Yeah, as you do that, you see that it's almost as if like it's using like force perspective to blend the edge of whatever this is in with like the backdrop of the rock, and you get like your hand under like where you're like, oh, like this is a handle, like, mm-hmm. it opens up. Like, and it just air wafts out of you. Very, like, cold, chilled air.
Huh? Just, like, kind of, like, peek head in.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hello?
Just empty in there. You do see, like, a dull light kind of, like, illuminating off from, like, the side of the, like, the room. What are you guys doing?
I guess, like, we'll keep walking in the direction that, like, we think Javi went in.
Okay.
I'm still calling out, being like, Javi,
mm-hmm.
hello?
Yeah, so, Javi, you kind of see this dim light. You're looking in, and then you hear kind of, like, warbled, but, like, it's like, I mean, you watch static on TV, and you hear Clem's voice yelling, like,
Javi.
But it's like, you know.
Amanda? And then just like walking in, like, yeah. Hello?
And you like, thunk, thunk, down these, yeah. There's these metal like grated stairs. And you're like, thunk, 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 as you get down them. And you kind of like peer in. Yeah, or you have like your hands, yeah, up. Like,
hello?
Okay, yeah, you peer into this. What you're seeing now is a completely empty room. There's a like medium running refrigerator on like the far left corner. There's a couple of rolly chairs. And you're kind of piecing together, this is like an office. You see some forms of technology you can't really recognize. And then I think you see, because this is what you're drawn to, is the light. Almost like VHS tape trail cam situation. And you see your friends kind of looking around, and you see it labeled Trail 1, like on the little like screen. Can you give me a brains roll, please? Is that a 1?
Oh, no.
7.
Oh, okay. With a 7, you also then, you're kind of looking, and then on one that says Trail 3, you're there's like about 6 screens, and on the 4th screen, you see the open door that you just walked into.
What the fuck?
I hate it here. I hate it here. Why? I'm going to look through their shit.
Start
rummaging.
We'll come back to you guys for a little bit. You're calling out for Javi. You're getting no response currently.
How long have we been, like, walking for?
Probably about an hour now.
Oh, my God.
Similarly, that, like, anxiety of, like, where the fuck is my friend has, like, set in for, yeah, you guys.
Okay. I just stopped walking. I'm like, Zeke, where's Javi?
I don't know. I think we should go back to last Unicorn. Because maybe he took an off trail or something, or maybe he just went ahead and looped around. I don't know.
But what if he got lost?
Well, then we have to go back and talk to, like, a park ranger or something.
I don't like this. This is bad. I look around.
Yeah, what are you looking for?
Around. I'm just trying to see what's up. Do I still see that stupid shadow?
No.
Okay.
Just trail.
I mean, I guess we can head back.
Yeah, I think that's best.
Alright, we just start walking in the direction of where we were came from.
Yeah,
backwards.
It takes you guys a while to get back there, so before we have you get back there, I'm going to hop back to Javi real quick. So what are you doing exactly?
I'm just going through files.
Yeah, so you're going through files. The first one you find is kind of like this. So it's this, like, whole drawer full of, like, manila folders, right? Timestamp. And then there's one thing in the very front that's, like, this thick notebook.
Well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Take out the notebook, start thumbing through it. The first excerpt reads, "You are in a place much older than us. Do not forget that." The second excerpt reads, "Whatever lives here is much older than us, and it will not let us forget that." And the third excerpt reads, "We can't quite figure out how it manages to do it, but there appears to be 6 different trails it can create. These are its home." And then from that then on, it just notes and notes and notes of, like, taking notes of the different trails and seeing if they could send people on different trails and get them back to separate trails. It's almost as if... Give me another brain roll, please.
5.
Ooh. What's the best way Javi can, like, compartmentalize something like this? Because the only thing that's really, like, nagging at Javi while he looks at these 6 trail cams, and each one has a handful of different screens under it, is that they're all exactly the same. Except, so on the second camera, you see the last unicorn, and then a couple cameras down, you see your friends now walking back on trail 1. It looks like they're walking in the opposite direction now.
What, like, bullshit alternate timelines that Zeke likes to fucking talk about, you know? Like,
yeah. Yeah, so yeah, potentially you're looking at alternate timelines. You do see, for each one, the first camera, you see cars just driving along the road that you're positive you guys were driving along. But the second camera, you see it's that same road, but there's trees grown in front of where your car is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys.
Kamari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, "This bar's next."
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty, you see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowmen?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl. In a special Gertrude world, happy birthday, happy birthday! I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's Snake Eyes minus 2, that's a 0.
Snake Eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones
and get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck!
Hey,
This episode is brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes, from romance novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I, Kim, am a really big movie lover, and I've recently gotten back into reading, so I just finished Project Hail Mary, and I really enjoyed their piece about how we've been getting first contact all wrong, and their piece on how Hope Corps seems to be the future for sci-fi, especially with the vibe of Project Hail Mary and Superman last year. Hope is punk. So, join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBC Many Sided, or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.
All he knows is that he was on Trail 6, right? Is that the one that says that has the open door? Which one has the open door?
Trail 3.
On the sixth thing.
Yeah, sixth camera or sixth screen, Trail 3.
I just want to get to that one. How I get to that one? Can I just like, because the notebook has like notes on how they've been trying to get people from one to the other,
yeah.
Right? Like,
so yeah, as you're going, subject lost, test failed. Subject lost, test failed. Subject eaten, test failed. Subject killed, test failed. Do you read the specifics of that one?
Yeah. Oh no.
So, being appeared to be hungry. Screams heard off camera. Remains found later.
I walk back up the stairs and I close the door.
Yeah. Seal it. Yep. Okay. So you're in here. You're safe now.
Oh. Well, this is my life now. I guess I'm a rock person. I guess I live in a rock now.
And you did kind of off here the conversation of Zeke being like, yeah, like we might just have to report it and see if he's lost, like we can have to get a search party come find him kind of thing. And they're walking back to the car now.
Oh, nuts.
Are you still thumbing through his journal?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. And it's like, test failed. Test success, unsure. Test success, unsure. Test success, unsure. Test failed.
Unsure? What do they mean by that?
It's labeled like unsure reason why. Like they can't figure out why they were able to get them from trail one to trail two, back to trail one, back to trail three. You then get to a point where it's like introducing acoustic, longitudinal, and mechanical waves to amplify the experience of the six trails, and that's kind of where things start to seem to go their way. I'm gonna cut away from you, Javi, because you've just been like frantically reading. I think you've sort of neglected looking around the room because you're like screens reading. You guys made it back to the car.
Okay, we've made it back to the car.
Yeah, no, Javi.
Well, how long should we wait?
Well, I mean, if we were walking for, like, an hour-ish, how long did it feel like to get back to the car?
How long had you hiked beforehand?
I think it was about an hour.
Yeah
a little over an hour.
Okay, only if it took, like, an hour-ish to get back to the car from not being lost, maybe we give them, like, an extra hour.
What time is the sun coming down?
Yeah, like, do we see where the sun is through the
trees?
Well,
it was, like... The sun wasn't even at its peak when you guys first started hiking.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an hour there, 2 hours back. So, like, it's been, like, 3 hours. So, the sun, it's maybe noon.
Okay.
Okay, well, there's time for us to wait. So, maybe we wait a bit and see.
Yeah, wait maybe a few hours and then...
Yeah.
I think we should report them before the sun comes down.
Yeah, probably a good idea before the day's over. I'll pop open the map to see if I can see... Like, is there somewhere we can report things nearby?
On the map?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's supposed to be a like a ranger watch center like a couple miles back.
Okay. I'll just circle that and just keep that in mind for us to go to if it gets there.
Yeah, sounds good. Javi. You've got to poo your love to me. Are you singing, Javi?
Yeah.
Are you covering your eyes and singing like you're doing right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like tired of reading. His book is discarded. And he's like on the floor, like get into the.
As you sing, you hear like on like two of the different cams.
Huh? And he kind of like glances.
So you see on the third like trail, which you know is the trail you're on. Whatever that shadow was, you see, like, it's off in the distance, so you can't quite make out, like, what it is. It's quite far, and it's, like, kind of, like, looking around and, like, swiping. And then it, like, kind of hunches and gets on all fours and, like, walks forward a little bit. And it stands up on two. And then just starts, and it just climbs up a tree.
This is worse than a hotel.
And the hotel was just one of those things where it's like, oh, like the design is playing tricks on you.
Also, Zeke was the one leading to the hotel.
Yeah. Hey, what does Javi do to zen himself?
Yeah, is he close to having a panic attack?
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I have a quick Javi question. This whole campaign, Javi's had a letter, an unopened letter in his pocket, right?
And this is true.
Does he, like, when he swaps pants, he moves the letter with him, right? It's like goes with his wallet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're, again, what do you do to zen yourself?
He's a pretty physical person, so I think it's a lot of, like, getting low, like, down on the ground, like, feeling
Yeah,
the...
you're grounding yourself.
Yeah.
You're grounding yourself. You're kind of low. You're in, like, a deep squat. And usually as you like get low, like when you start bending your knees to like get down towards the floor, there's like a crinkle in your pocket because you've had this unopened thing and you don't hear that crinkle. You don't feel that crinkle.
Yeah. Just kind of like.
It's not in your pocket.
And just like start checking my pockets.
You have all your stuff. It's not in your pocket.
Real head scratcher. He's scratching his head. Oh man. Maybe I left it on the trail. Oh boy.
How do you make a brains roll, please?
This is 7.
You start to scan again, kind of just looking. You see your friends kind of waiting around the van.
Yeah.
I was like, Javi? You then scan a couple over, and on the fourth trail, you see what looks like kind of like a partially wrinkled, but an unopened letter just on the floor.
See, that's not fair.
And then you see the wind kind of picks it up almost, and like it out of the camera view.
Oh.
And then the exact same spot on the third trail, which is where you're at currently. It's a couple cameras away, so it'd be like up the trail.
Huh? Okay. Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. I'm crunching the numbers. He's like, maybe. Oh, I don't want to go out there. There's a thing out there. Gulp. He's going to take one last, like, look around.
Yeah, so you do a scan, and on a full cursory scan now, you really are like, okay, I got to take my time here.
Mm-hmm.
You see a handful of, like, tools that don't really make sense to you. You do see a, like, military-grade handgun.
Oh, nice.
Just kind of off to the side. Like, not off the side, but, like holstered in. And it has this, like, little lock on it. So, like, you would have to, like, find a key for it. But, I mean, there's a million drawers here. You see what looks to be, like, a little, like, medical case because it has the Red Cross on it. And you see he has two syringes in it and like a little vial of something at the top. You see the fridge still.
Mm-hmm.
And then underneath where you're sitting, it's almost like you bump your knee into it. And you're like, how the fuck is it? It's a briefcase.
like a briefcase.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna be well armed by the end of this game, you guys.
Dude, he's gonna become a Man in Black right now. He's like, it's time to suit up. I think he's gonna try and look for a key for the to get the firearm.
Yeah,
so he can have it on his hand.
Yeah, you go through every single one. You eventually find a key, just unlocks it.
It's like put the holster on my hip, like I'm so fucking cool right now. It's like a suit up scene in a movie, like it's dramatic like that, like all right.
You're Rambo.
Yeah, and then he looks at the screen to make sure the letter's still there in that spot, and then it's like, all right, gears up to go take a step out.
I need you to tell me exactly what you're taking with you.
The gun.
Okay.
Med pack seems like a good idea. I don't know what these syringes are. Can I take a look at them, actually? I don't know. Should I roll for it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just reading. You're just popping open and reading the vial.
Okay.
It's epinephrine.
Epinephrine. That's like when you're like dying of, like, when you're sick.
Do a brain.
When you're sick, epinephrine, a 3.
You can't seem to place it.
Epinephrine. I've heard it. I've heard it in like movies, man. Like, this is good stuff. I'm gonna keep it. He pockets it. Should have paid more attention in
generally in first aid.
Generally, bio. What else was there? It was a briefcase. The gun and the briefcase.
And then also the fridge.
Briefcase is like, I kind of want to take it with me because I know what it, I think I know what it can do, but I also know it kind of affects me a lot, in a sense. Yeah, he'll grab it. He'll abandon it if it gets too heavy or something. And then he's like, I hope I look really cool right now. I don't think he does, though. I think his shirt looks funny, tucked in.
Standing weird.
Anything else?
I think the journal.
Okay.
And then that's it.
Sounds good. So you kind of put this journal in. I think you have a little trail backpack with you. Like, you know, you tuck it into your little trail bag. You're like, okay. Step out onto the kind of trail. And then you hear the again, but from a distance.
Oh, a mockingbird. Mockingbird.
A mockingbird. Mockingbird.
Maybe it's not a mockingbird. And that one sounds like it's in your ear.
No, I'm not going to turn. I'm just going to walk. Yeah, I'm just going to walk. Just start walking.
Yeah, you start walking. So you're going up the trail the direction that you know that letter is in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you kind of march up that way. Right before you get to it, a couple paces back behind it next to a tree, you see that silhouette. And I think the light has kind of shifted now and like kind of illuminates it. And it's this... humanoid bodied in a sense, but it's like shoulders are too wide, almost like a bat shoulders, and its arms go down way too far. It's clawed and its face is elongated, but only from like jaw and cheekbone out. Like its forehead and eyes are kind of sunken in, and it like you see it like tilt its head kind of like looking at you, and it opens his mouth, and you hear Clem's voice call your name.
Javi!
I think he's, like, frozen, just, like, not looking at it. Like, looking at the floor. Looking at the letter on the floor. That's mine, like... I'm just walking... on a trail and I'm walking. Maybe if I pretend it's not there, it won't notice me. I don't know.
We're going to cut away really quick back to Clem and Zeke. Mm-hmm. It's been probably another hour. So it's probably like 1 p.m. now. Mm-hmm. You guys are sitting here a little anxious at this point, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it hasn't been the amount of time that we said that it would be concerning yet. So, I mean, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, it's been an hour, but it's still like the most like anxiety ridden hour yeah. of like if he was lost, he should be close.
Right. What do you guys do in the downtime?
I think at first I was kind of like checking out the van to make sure it's good. But then now I'm kind of like just kind of pacing around looking at the woods.
Yeah. Clem is an anxious organizer, so she's probably like organizing the van. Mm-hmm. If anything's like been like dirty, out of place, like unfolded clothes, that sort of thing. Just like, and we're gonna fold this, and we're gonna put it back mm-hmm. in place, and then if that runs out, she's gonna find something to clean.
100%. Yeah. So you're anxiously working on the like, you know, yeah. Cleaning the van. You're pacing as you pace. Could you give me a? I'll let it be a grit or a brains roll from you.
I'll do brains.
Okay.
Six.
You notice, like, it looks like almost like part of the tree that isn't quite, like, you can't make out what it is. But there's something off about, like, one of these trees that's up to, but it's a little high. It's fucking weird. But you're just pacing, right? You're anxious. So maybe it's just being anxious.
I mean, I think I'll get a little closer. Like, I won't go into the trees, but I'll get a little closer.
You, like, walk up, and one of these trees a little bit back at an off angle, there's a part of the tree that looks wrong.
Huh.
She's like, huh, that shouldn't be there.
That's weird. I think I'll get Clem and be like, Clem, can you take a look at this?
What?
This tree looks weird.
Yeah, he points out the spot on the tree, and you see it also. And I would say it's probably about, like, 8 feet up on the tree.
Hmm.
And it looks like it's bark, but almost like it's kind of, like, leaning up. Like, it's weird. It's weirdly, it just doesn't really fit in.
That's odd. Can I make a brains roll? Yeah. 12?
With a 12, you're looking at it, and then the sun's at a certain angle, and it ding, kind of glints off it for a moment. You're like, is that a lens?
Is that a camera?
Oh, you think it's a camera?
I don't know. The light's hitting it funny, and so it looks like, not like a mirror, but like a glass-ish almost, but it's like shaped like a lens.
Oh. Maybe the park rangers have like cameras set up?
But why would it...
Maybe they observe nature, I guess. I don't know. Might be helpful finding a hobby.
Which, like, way is the camera pointing?
Directly at the road where you're parked.
Huh. Well, if there's a camera, that means there's a place in which the cameras are being watched.
Yeah, there is a ranger station not too far away, right?
Yeah.
Well, they'd probably be able to see us.
I just start waving my hands at the camera.
Okay. Really quick, Javi, we're going to come back to you. So you're frozen there. He opens his mouth again. This time you hear Zeke's voice.
Maybe we should just head back to the car and wait for him.
Usually, like, even earlier on when you first walked out, you heard birds chirping. Currently, complete silence.
He's just dead silent. Like, well, I haven't moved. It hasn't moved. So maybe I just stay completely still. And I am a tree.
You should just stay still?
Yeah, he's just like, I am a tree. Oh.
Do you look where it is?
No. Nope, but it is. Yep, it definitely is coming closer.
And then you hear like, boom, boom. Like two, like, things were just placed on the ground. Almost like if something went from being bipedal to on all fours.
I think, like, slowly his hand, like, goes to the gun that's on his hip that he doesn't really know how to use.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know. This isn't even going to work.
Give me a brains roll, please.
Javi's the king of, like, not knowing what to do. 6.
Longitudinal mechanical, that makes sense to you. Like, wave-wise, right? You're like, wave. And then you're like, acoustic, what's acoustic? Guitars are acoustic. And you're, because like you're sitting here like, gun, and you're like, this isn't gonna work. And then you remember that excerpt is that introducing acoustic longitudinal mechanical wavelengths has increased kind of survivability.
Oh, the box. The box has music in it. Oh, the box.
Yeah, so as you do, you hear like, and you look up and it's taking off like full four-leg sprint at you. But you yank the, I think you even break one of the, like the hinge, like not the hinges, but the clasp. So you get one off, and before you can even unlock the other one, you're just ripping it open. And it immediately starts like, and it spins alive. And it's a song you recognize from when you and Zeke were incarcerated or were in prison for a little, were in jail for a little bit. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember.
And immediately you're like, oh, and I need you to make a grit roll, please.
Oh no, that was a three.
Yeah, so you start busting out in hives, and then you it like clicks. You're like, epinephrine. I've seen a kid eat peanuts and like have to get epinephrine. Yeah, you start like breaking like immediately, but you see this thing, and it like kind of falls. It's running on all fours, rears up like a horse, mm-hmm. and then its arms go behind it, and it like it's like crab walking, mm-hmm. and it disappears from where you are, and then you're like. And then it's like back kind of like in a tree and it's just, it's slamming into the ground and then being gone for beats. But you're also like, you're grasping and like scratching now.
What do you do? I gotta stab myself with epinephrine.
So you pop it open and it's a syringe and a vial. Like,
oh,
you
fuck.
Give me another, I think a grit.
No.
Is grit bad for you?
Yeah, grit is my worst.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Give me a flight. Just, this is more speed than I think. Okay.
Thanks, GM. No. 7. It's the same one that was
going to Yeah.
be.
So you quickly, I don't know if you draw out enough. Like, you don't know the amount.
Yeah.
And
I probably need a lot. Like, I'm a big
And you
guy.
Just you just slam this into your yeah. Where do you give yourself a shot?
I think he thinks about doing like chest, like, I'm not, that's not good. Just yeah. like into like whatever.
His leg. Yeah, just a meaty part of his leg. And you kind of like have a moment where you're like, oh, like, oh, that didn't feel and you feel like the hives are going away, but like really slowly, and you still hear the music playing. Yeah. And you're like, oh, like, I don't feel good. And then there's this kind of like, and you just get a, like, a little like,
no, I'm ready to go. Yeah, like, I'm ready to go.
And it's this like, like subtle, like just juiced. Like, not like, oh, but it's like, oh. And so the song's playing, you're feeling better. There's still some left in the vial. And this thing, every couple of, like, seconds, slams back into it. And then as it, like, you see it, like, kind of opening and snapping its mouth shut. And, like, different voices are coming out or different noises. And then it'll disappear. And then it comes back. And then it disappears. And then it comes back.
Well, I'm going to scramble to get my note up.
Yes, you get your note.
Get my note. Shove it in my pocket. That's, like, dirt in my pocket
yes,
also.
100%.
I don't want to leave the thing here. Like, I want to take it with me.
Take the...
Yeah, like...
Are you closing it? Oh, okay, you're keeping it open and running?
Go, keep it with me.
Where are you running?
Okay, so there is that port, like, where the note was. Mm-hmm. It flew in from the side, mm-hmm. so I'm just gonna go and just run the other, like, as, like, it was... The trajectory that it was taking, you know, run that path.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, so you're running... You run in off trail.
Because
it came from off trail.
Yeah, I'm just running.
Because, mind you, it almost looked like it blew from screen to screen.
Yeah.
But, like, that shouldn't work.
Yeah.
There's not a second trail next
to
this
like
trail.
I'm, like, in my mind's eye trying to run screen to screen right now. Like, in the same path it was taking from what?
Running that
way. Four to three.
Yeah. You run just into...
Into forest.
Into the forest. What are you doing while you do this?
Into the group. You gotta move. Just running. Running.
Yeah, you're...
I hope there's no place like home.
You're singing the stupid song that's been stuck in your head. And I think you guys are sitting here like, okay, there's a fucking camera. And you hear like... The car kind of starts up.
Oh.
And like a... And then you hear the song start playing that Javi's like his
what?
His song's just been playing nonstop. And then for a moment, because you hear Madonna's voice. And then you hear overlaid frantic. Like Javi's voice.
What?
And then Javi, you're... And you like kind of eat shit because you go from like step to like, I'm not stepping anymore. Yeah. Like, where am I? And then like floor. Still like Javi, but like feeling a little better, but the song's still playing. And then you hear like... And then you hear... And it's gone again and again. You still hear whatever's happening, mm-hmm. happening to that creature. You have this thing open.
Mm-hmm.
You're running. It was a little bit... So... Where the letter fell looked like it was closer to the beginning of the trail.
Mm-hmm.
But not at the very beginning of the trail. You
hear the, you know, the last unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hear her rumble from quite a while away. And you're like, okay, like that's...
I'm home.
So you guys,
mm-hmm.
You hear the last unicorn rev up. Music starts playing. You hear Javi's voice overlaid for a moment, and then it stops.
What?
And then you start to hear a sound like from some kind of like, you know, like music from the distance.
Yeah.
Zeke, make a brains roll, please.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I think that's a one. Yeah. Zeke.
You don't know why, but you're like, oh, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like something in your brain is like pure like animal instinct, fight or flight panic right now.
Mm-hmm.
As you like, whatever sound is being made out in that forest is like, oh my God, something's wrong.
Oh no. I'm gonna be like, Clem, get in the van. We gotta go.
What?
Something's going on.
Excuse me?
We need to go.
What?
So I'm gonna start running to the van.
Okay, you start running to the van. I need all of you guys to make a flight because I want to see what order in which we move here.
Got six. Okay. Wait, I got plus one, so seven.
Seven.
12. Hold on. What's 12 plus 9?
21. You guys are like halfway back to the van when like the backs of your legs just start just get covered in hives as like the sound kind of breaks and you like turn and you see Javi full sprinting, also like kind of like swollen and holding this like briefcase. You immediately see your friends like start to,
I don't need this, I just throw it, get the van going.
So you just chuck it over your head?
Yeah
I think it. And all of you guys are, like, hiving, like, immediately, like, allergic reactions, mm-hmm. bad situation. It, like, hits a tree and breaks and falls. You're still, like, because it has started. Like, an allergic reaction has started. Oh, you get God. To your friends, and you see both of them are, like, puffy and, like, in bad shape.
Epinephrine! Just grabbing the rest of it. Don't worry, guys.
There's just only enough for one.
Oh.
Oh, no!
Uh-oh. Can't you just use a little bit and see what happens? Fuck. Amanda.
Can you guys make grit rolls, please?
Yeah. With two of
you? Yeah. The grit might bail you out here.
Six.
Also a six.
Well, who do you administer it to?
Oh, probably Amanda. Amanda, yeah.
So you quickly kind of run over and give it to Clem. Zeke, this is not your first rodeo. You realize, like, because that panic set like had set in, and then Javi clears the forest, like, briefcase. You're like, and it's like, oh fuck, like this is just like that instance. And you kind of start to like, oh, and you pass out. Clem, your hives start to recede pretty much immediately. Now mm-hmm. the sound is gone. Your hives are kind of dialing back, but you're running so much, you've kind of really pushed yourself here. So you're like, oh, I'm not feeling great either. And you kind of start to like stagger a little bit. What do you guys want to do?
The sound stopped, right? Because mm-hmm. it broke.
Creature of the woods, we gotta get out of here. We gotta go somewhere. We gotta get out of here. He's like losing it, right? But he's trying to drag his boy into the car.
You like get Zeke over your shoulder and you like, and you guys both get in the back of the van and then both you just kind of are out.
Great. Clem, you're up. So now I have to drive the car?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. I'll get into the driver's cool. seat.
You get in the driver's seat. The car's already running.
Yeah.
And that's where we're going to end the session.
Huh?
Oh. Thanks for listening,
Thanks
I
for
guess.
Thanks for listening, guys. Oh, yeah. This has been 5 Gems in a Trench Coat from Inside the Tent. We love you guys so much. You can find us at 5 Gems in a Trench Coat everywhere.
Yeah, get out of here.
Bye-bye!
A special thank you to Supriya Zoop, Remy, Bad Heroes Podcast, Lee Carnell, Ink Master, Teresa Giacino, and Imagine If Media for making 5GM Season 5 from Inside the Tent happen.
Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5GMs Official on Blue Sky. You can also check us out on our website, 5GMsinatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5GMs in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. If you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsInATrenchCoat. Thanks, and catch you on the next episode.